start off talking with Dr. Jamie McAtee with Orthopedic Sports Medicine to start things off for a segment. Then after that, we'll have Vern Hendricks with Manhattan Rotary Club will be in studio. And for the last half hour, we'll do a little look back because this time of year, especially today, is a significant day in Manhattan history when it comes to some tornadoes that went through. And Monday is also a significant day. 10 years ago, the 2008 tornado went through. So we'll have some folks from the radio station that were actually on the call, especially for the 2008 tornado. We'll also get Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins on the phone with us at his thoughts and recollection. But we'll start things off with Dr. McAtee. Good morning in studio today.
Good morning, Brady. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, always a pleasure. And, you know, this time of year, it's warm out. People are more active doing a lot of things. So I'm sure it's a busy time for you guys.
Yeah, the rate of injury we see goes up with the temperature. So as it warms outside, even if it's a warm March, people become more active. They're outside. Of course, this time of year, there's more daylight hours, so they're more active later into the evening, and the trauma rates go up. So broken bones, sprained ankles, all those kind of things.
So what's kind of the big tips as far as prevention? And I guess if folks are going to come to you, that maybe they come to you with not as severe sort of issues.
Yeah, so sports medicine side of things, certainly making sure that you're warmed up before you go out on the field or before you go for a run or train. Staying hydrated, you know, as Dave just said, the weather this weekend is going to be really hot. So making sure you're protecting yourself from heat-related injuries are a big issue too.
Well, before we get too much into the weeds a little bit, I guess if you want to give a little background on yourself, you know, where you're from and how long you've been in the industry.
Sure. So me personally, I've been in Manhattan since 1998, but our business has been here since the late 70s, almost 5 decades now or something like that. So Dr. Baker started it many years ago. I grew up in Kansas. I'm from Ellsworth, Kansas originally. Went to Hutch JUCO, played basketball for 2 years, finished here at K-State, went to KU Med, on to residency, and then moved into Manhattan in 1998.
You know what? Doesn't shock me that you're a basketball player. You got some height. Coming here with some height.
I do.
What did you play?
I played small forward, actually.
You miss it?
So, I actually like what I do now with covering the sports medicine side of things. My brain misses playing, but my body doesn't.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's some other things you wanted to go over this morning.
Sure, yeah. So, we... Our office, we're a group of orthopedic surgeons, but we do the medicine side of sports and the medicine side of orthopedics too, meaning the non-surgical side. And that involves everything from over-the-counter medicines by mouth to physical therapy. And lately what you're seeing a lot of are a lot of advertisements and social media posts about stem cells or platelet-rich plasma or hyaluronic acid, different non-surgical treatment options. And they all have value in certain contexts, but there's oftentimes some misunderstanding that patients have that we've come to realize in our practice, all the surgeons, that patients have some misunderstanding about what to expect from those treatments, whether it's the hyaluronic acid, which, for example, Senvisk is one of those types of injections, and that is a nutritional supplement for the cartilage that's in the joint. And we inject it into the joint; it provides some nutritional supplement. Platelet-rich plasma is your blood. We take some of your blood and we centrifuge it, and we take the serum off the top, and that serum has an anti-inflammatory component to it. Some of the chemicals in there can affect inflammation in a good way. They can help take that out. And that's the way that works when we inject it into an arthritic joint. And then the last is the stem cells. And stem cells come from different sources in the body or commercially. And while stem cells can turn into any type of tissue, they don't really, in the manner that we currently use them everywhere in the United States, they do not grow new cartilage by just injecting them into the joint. Those stem cells do secrete chemicals that are similar to the chemicals that are in the platelet-rich plasma, and those chemicals can attack and affect the substance P, which is the pain generator in an arthritic joint. So they help the joint feel better by taking away the inflammation, but they really have no way to grow new cartilage by just injecting them. We offer them in our office, but we always make sure that the patients have a clear understanding that by just squirting them, just injecting them into the joint, they can't regenerate tissue. They can't regenerate cartilage.
Brady Bowman here in studio with Dr. Jamie McAtee with Orthopedic Sports Medicine. I do want to remind folks, if you do have any sports injury-related questions, give us a call. Phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. We do got an expert in studio, so do try and take advantage of that. And Dr. McAtee, is that kind of where things are kind of have been shifting over the past few years, is that we're finding ways to avoid surgery in some ways and check out things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately the goal would be rather than, you know, replacing some joint, somebody's joint, would be to find a way to use a chemical means or what we call biologic means of regenerating the joint. And we strive for that. And for instance, we have a means to, at the time of surgery, biopsy cartilage. And we can send that cartilage off to different commercial companies who can take that cartilage and grow new cartilage that then can be surgically re-implanted. Now, the indications for that are kind of narrow right now. So for somebody that has diffuse arthritic joint, meaning that the area of cartilage damage is widespread, that procedure doesn't work. But say somebody has an athletic injury and they have a isolated cartilage defect. If you think about like a divot that a golfer takes, if they have just an isolated divot out of the cartilage, we can take some of their cartilage, we can grow it, and then go back in and re-implant it. That works. So this orthobiologic type of care for sports injuries and arthritic joints is certainly, it's been growing rapidly over the last few years, and it's going to continue to grow rapidly into the future. We're just not quite there as far as kind of a global use in joints for those types of processes.
You mentioned divots. So, you know, thinking about my golf game, the last time I golfed, you know, some divots are bigger than others.
That's right. That's right. And so, again, there's different treatment options based on the size of the divot. But the larger the divot, those are the ones that actually are the best, large meaning up to maybe an inch by an inch. That would be a fairly large divot, say, in a knee joint. Those types of divots respond well to the cartilage biopsy and then having it grown or cultured and then sent back to us to reimplant.
And I'm sure with your practice, I'm sure joint issues is probably what you see the most of, I would suspect.
Yeah, joints and muscles and ligaments, those are probably the three most common things that we see. And then, you know, probably muscle sprains and things like that after that.
So somebody's out there, especially this time of year, you see probably a lot more folks out there running and jogging, and that can always be a little tough on the joints sometimes, of course, depending on age. If you're out there and you feel like you sprained something or you feel like you had some sort of injury, what's some of the advice you have as far as that immediate sort of care before they come and see you guys?
Well, the first is, can you walk on it? You know, if it's a lower extremity injury, if you can't walk without pain or without limping, then you need to get on crutches. And if there's a deformity there, you probably should have an x-ray. To get an x-ray, you have to go into a medical facility. So, you know, that's usually an emergency room. But then in our office, we have after-hours clinic for orthopedic injuries to come in and get an x-ray taken. And we have an injury clinic during the day that runs. So if you have an injury, you can call in. A physician will review that injury and decide, yep, they need to be seen today, or no, they can be seen tomorrow, or no, they need to be seen in a week, kind of what that time frame is. But a physician will review that injury and decide the timing of that evaluation.
Now, this may be showing some of my lack of medical knowledge here for a second, so bear with me. But as far as some other things folks can see you guys with, is concussions involved with any of that, or is that more...
Yeah, we don't take care of concussions. The concussions are primarily handled by the primary care physician, so family practice, and the other primary care areas, internal medicine, will evaluate those. If they're not comfortable with that, they may have them see a neurologist or a neurosurgeon to evaluate those concussions.
And we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller, you're on In Focus.
Yes, I was wondering, if someone was to quit drinking and then to quit smoking, will those organs regenerate and repair themselves? Thank you. I'll listen out there.
Yeah, so, you know, both of those, alcohol and tobacco, are toxins within the body. And those toxins create damage. And the nice thing about the human body is that it has the capacity to regenerate. It may not necessarily regenerate back to a normal situation, but certainly we've noticed that. It's well studied, especially in lung tissue in smokers. You know, if you quit smoking, even though you've had some damage done, there can be some healing and some improvement that occur with lung capacity and lung function over time. So, yes, is the answer to your question.
Thanks again for that phone call. Is that probably what always amazes you about your job, your practice? Is just the human body. It's an amazing thing, the way it can come back from some things.
You know, there are some times where I look at patients, and our physicians will look at patients and tell them, your recovery and how your end result is probably a huge function of your internal healing capacity, maybe more so than the physical therapy, or more so than the surgery, or more so than the shot. We wake up every day as as physicians and surgeons, and at least I do, and my partners do, and are amazed at how lucky we are to be able to do what we do.
Very good. Anything else before we let you go?
That's it. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Dr. Jamie McAtee of Orthopedic Sports Medicine here in Manhattan. Go check him out if you're having any issues. More In Focus coming up. We'll have Vern Hendricks with Manhattan Reed Rotary Club right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by...